different than the other, and each time they do, they actually live longer or shorter. The more primitive they are, the faster they turn over, and the more evolved they are, the less they turn over. Just like in a corporation, you have small cap stocks that are new and they're turning over fast and they're volatile, and then you get a more like an IBM, or you get a larger company and it starts slowing down its life cycle. So biologically and economics are correlated there. As you grow an organ, because you start with an individual who's a visionary, and then they hire a detail person, and you put the masculine and the feminine visionary and the detail person together, right? The heaven force and the earth force, and you put them together, and you start to differentiate. And then they hire specialists to start to do different things. And each of them have different turnover rates. The CEO probably stays the longest, and the people that come and go as they specialize are faster turning over. So just as these differentiations of cells go, eventually we start having highly specialized cells that are more vulnerable to extinction because they're too specialized, unless they can decapitulate back, you might say, and go into a more general state. And they're less adaptable, but they're specialists. Just like we have now specialists in fields, and if the market changes, they sometimes are out of business because they don't have adaptability. So you must have, the master in business must have two aspects. One focus that's going towards highly specialization, and the other focus that must maintain its key ability to maintain adaptability and generalization. If they do not have a generalization and have that, you might say, primitive force inside them to adapt quickly and turn over quickly, they can go extinct because of over-specialization, can't they? Just like a cell in an organization. Companies that are highly volatile, small cap companies, for instance, that are highly specialized, whatever, could be gone in a minute, or they could be flourishing in a minute. So there's high volatility there. So a company, just like a cell, now the cells start to differentiate, and between them they start to have to have a communication system. The communication system has to be able to take oxygen and CO2 and other ions and in some cases subatomic particle communications, and they have to be able to have some sort of a network in there that develops. So the cells differentiate, eventually tubes between them, or specialized cells that connect, and they start having telecommunications or fluid systems that allow communication. So we end up having to do that as we start out as a Tibetan individual family, and we start to get two families and four families and start multiplying, starting out ancestrally probably, yes. I mean, if we start with an idea of an Adam and an Eve concept, sooner or later you've got to have an incest in order to keep these things multiplying. So you start out with this ancestral origin, and then they differentiate. Of course, incest is basically defined on how many generations you separate. Because if you go 50 generations, it's no longer called incest, but it's still ancestral if you look at the origin genetically or through the mitochondria. So what you do is you basically differentiate, and what you do is you need to have communications. And then what happens is you become so specialized that you can't do everything. And as a result of not being able to do everything, that specialization depends on another person doing another specialty. Well, that's the beginning of wealth. Because the very beginning of wealth started out as exchanging something that I need for something you need. It's a bartering system, isn't it? And the earliest cultures started out using lead and copper and bronze and gold and silver as means of exchange. Actually, the very first ones were yaks and cows. But if I do an activity that's not quite a full cow, then it's hard to trade. So it's not an efficient trading system. So they were constantly, the evolution of economics, in a sense, is the evolution of trading systems and communication systems. Now, obviously, it went from a cow to eventually where they had to have cow herds going across the countries, which is inefficient, and you have a lot of attrition, to eventually start doing coins. And, of course, that's where the capitalization came from, the heads of cows, right? And the term capital, kaput, head. So what happens then is you differentiate that. You start to go from coins to eventually paper because you got so damn many coins you can't carry it all and people can steal them. And then you have to do paper because it's easier and you can move faster with it. And then paper went to plastic. Some of you remember that in your age, if you're at least in your 40s. And then from plastic it went to what? Electronics. And then it eventually went to light, photonics. So watch this now. Even the means of exchange and differentiation, communication, moved from a material to a spiritual. It moved from a physical to a metaphysical. And now it's an abstract metaphysical system that can move at the speed of light and become, in a sense, instantaneous, highly differentiated economic exchange. Now we can actually have a 1/64th of a cent transferred instantaneously across the world, within a 1/14th of a second anywhere across the world, which is pretty amazing. So now we've got an efficient system. The more efficient we are at the exchange, a fair exchange, the more powerful we have. Let me play with that for a second. This leads us to a psychology now. If I am in a specialty, and I depend on